KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy to cloudy here in Atlantic. We have 70 degrees, and we received a trace of precipitation this morning in the form of a few sprinkles. Radar shows most of the shower activity is off to our north and northwest, basically stretching from along Highway 30 at Interstate 29, diagonally up toward Carroll and Fort Dodge. There are a few smatterings of sprinkles off to our west as well around the Avoca area and points to the south and west of there around the 680 split. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of supplies and savings on your next prescription. Officials of the USDA report the Atlantic Food Pantry and the Hamburg area will both be receiving a total of 1,176 pounds of non-perishable goods thanks to the efforts of the local FSA, NRCS, and Rural Development Area offices. Cass Audubon County Management Unit District Conservationist David York said half the food collected, or 588 pounds, will go to the Atlantic Food Pantry. The other half will be delivered to the Hamburg area by rural development employees, and those items will be distributed to victims of the Missouri River flood. The goods were collected as part of the recently concluded Feds Feed Families event. USDA agencies across the nation were asked to participate in the event and collect non-perishable food items to donate to their local food pantries. Items collected included non-perishable food items such as fruits and vegetables, baby food, personal care items like shampoo and soap, diapers, and bottled water. Monica Robinson, program technician with the FSA, and Kara Khan, RH technician with Rural Development, were the leaders of the effort. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A farmer from Pottawatomie County was elected president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association Thursday. The ICGA and Iowa Corn Promotion Board says Kevin Ross of Minden was elected to the top executive position for the organization. Ross is a corn, soybean, and cowcalf producer and has been a member of the ICGA board since 2008. During his tenure on the board, Ross has served on a number of committees ranging from ethanol to animal agriculture to membership and checkoff. Elsewhere in area news, an Exira woman was arrested Thursday morning on a charge of second-degree theft in connection with a theft of more than $5,000 from her employer. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reported 43-year-old Sherry Lynn Jorgensen was taken into custody at around 8:30 a.m. Thursday. Johnson said the charges against her stem from an investigation into money allegedly taken from an unidentified Exira business where Jorgensen was an employee. The funds were allegedly misappropriated over the course of the past year. The incident remains under investigation. The sheriff said Jorgensen made an appearance before the magistrate and was released from custody. Her preliminary hearing was set for September 19th. A traffic stop on Interstate 80 northeast of Council Bluffs Wednesday evening resulted in the arrest of two New Jersey women on drug charges. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department investigator Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie told KJAN News that Deputy Brian Miller pulled a 2005 BMW X3 over for speeding on eastbound I-80 near the 9-mile marker just after 5 p.m. Wednesday. The deputy requested permission to search the vehicle but was denied. Ritchie said Miller then deployed his canine partner Francisco, who alerted to the presence of drugs in a rooftop car carrier. A search of the carrier resulted in the recovery of about 21 pounds of hydroponically grown marijuana, 2.2 pounds of cocaine, and 28 grams of hallucinogenic mushrooms. The driver of the vehicle, 27-year-old Justine Magno, and her passenger, 26-year-old Allison Wolf, both of Teaneck, New Jersey, were arrested on charges of possession of drugs with the intent to deliver, possession of controlled substances, and other drug-related charges. The women were being held Thursday in the Pott County Jail on $100,000 bond each. Atlantic Police reported Thursday there were no injuries following a two-vehicle collision Wednesday afternoon near the intersection of 8th and Cedar Streets. Officials said a vehicle driven by William Bennett of Kimbleton struck the door of a legally parked car registered to Paige Balkin of Atlantic as Bennett was traveling south on Cedar. The accident happened at around 2:20 p.m. Damage from the mishap amounted to about $7,000. The police report did not indicate any citations had been issued. An exchange on Interstate 29 in Sioux City has reopened nearly 3 months after it was closed because of flooding along the Missouri River. The Iowa DOT said Thursday that the I-29 and Hamilton Boulevard interchange in Sioux City has fully reopened to traffic. Transportation officials say the roadway has been cleaned and repainted and all traffic control devices restored. The ramps on the south side of the interchange has been closed since June the 4th. And the Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved Iowa's request for more time to appeal the agency's decision, rejecting flood aid to five counties along the Missouri River. Governor Terry Branstad said he received word yesterday that the deadline has been extended until October the 7th. FEMA had notified the state on August the 4th that activation of the Federal Individual Assistance Program for Fremont, Harrison, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties was denied. The program helps homeowners, renters, and businesses by providing grants and loans. Iowa had 30 days to appeal. Branstad asked for the extension because the floodwater is slowly receding and more damage is likely to surface. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Patricia Hansen, age 76, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Patricia Hansen will be held this morning at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Loretta Cable, age 80, of Griswold, died Monday in Nebraska. Services for Loretta Cable will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. H. Claire Mathis of Messina died Tuesday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Clara Mathis will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donna J. Woodward of Lewis, age 85, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Donna Woodward will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Lewis Congregational Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. 102-year-old Lenore Mock of Mount Clare, California, and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Graveside services for Lenore Mock will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family with the arrangements. 81-year-old Richard C. Anderson of Griswold and formerly of Lewis died Thursday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Richard Erickson are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 94-year-old Pauline M. Sandhorst of Atlantic died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Pauline Sandhorst are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And 88-year-old Ethel Wood, who's formerly of Rural Walnut, died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Ethel Wood are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news is brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. The SkyScan forecast is next.